the Mittler Rebbe's Kapelle. The Mittler Rebbe had a Kapelle orchestra comprised of Hasidim who sang and musicians who played on various instruments. When Nigudim are attributed to the Mittler Rebbe, it means that this group of young men composed them and sang them before the Mittler Rebbe. The previous Rebbe related that in Lubavitch there were several musical instruments that had belonged to this group. The Tzemach Tzedek, when asked why the Mittler Rebbe had a Kapelle, replied that it was necessary in order to prevent the Rebbe from Klois HaNefesh, from his soul departing from his body in its desire to be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Nigun is today known as the Mittler Rebbe's Kapelle. The previous Rebbe Nesicha from Pesach 5703 explains this Nigun. The Mittler Rebbe's Kapelle has four standards, corresponding to the four stages of Avodah of the godly soul to refine the animal soul. The four stages are, 1. The core of the Avodah itself, which means the dedication to the task of refinement. 2. Awareness of the magnificence of intellectual understanding of godliness, and that the materialistic aspects of the animal soul are opposed to this. 3. Contemplation on the negative aspects of materialism, including that of one's own animal soul. 4. The feeling that because all journeys are perilous, there is fear associated with refining one's animal soul, and one needs to rely on the one above for assistance. As we now sing the Mittler Rebbe's Kapelle Nigun again slowly, try to hear how the Nigun's four standards express these four stages of Avodah. The first stanza of the Nigun represents the introduction to Avodah. An introduction is required even for a subject that is no more than 4 or 5 lines of writing, 15 minutes of speech, or 5 minutes of thought. The introduction is a dedication to the subject, encompassing the subject in all of its components and branches. This is similar to a subject in the material realm, where one is personally concerned by the subject. It makes no difference to him whether the subject requires 17 hours or 17 minutes. He is affected by it and is concerned with it. One must form a similar bond of concern with the subject he studies before he begins his prayer. The second stanza of the Nigun represents the recognition that godliness is good. However, this alone is not sufficient to subdue one's animal soul. It requires avodah work. The Zohar states, "The time of prayer is a time of war. We must realize that the animal soul is a wild beast, an animal as indicated by its very name. It requires avodah, dedicated work, to eradicate the evil of the animal soul while co-opting its good aspects, such as the attribute of persistence and the like, and to utilize it for Torah, mitzvahs, and the avodah of the heart." The third stanza of the Nigun is about encircling the animal soul, or as the Tzemach Tzedek puts it, attacking the animal soul. The Malach, as he was known, Reb Avrom, the son of the Magid of Mizritch, taught the Alter Rebbe this path in Avodah based on the tactics used in the 7 Years' War of that era. Victory was achieved when the enemy was surrounded and attacked on 3 flanks. In Avodah this means that the entire set of one's attributes, Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferes, are marshaled against a single attribute of the animal soul. This must be done with emotional excitement, because emotional excitement is the nature of the animal soul, and it is therefore the most effective way to have an impact on the animal soul. The fourth stanza of the Nigun is the idea of, "In your salvation I trust, O God." The godly soul engages the animal soul, and particularly one who is doing the refining must enclose itself in the garments of the entity being refined. So there is a danger that this might affect the one who is doing the refinement. We must therefore utilize our trust in God and His salvation. This is expressed by the fourth stanza of the Nigun through powerful Hasidic joy.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, no, yeah.